Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Carrie, this week in Colorado, there's outrage after yet another performance-enhancing drug scandal. The winner of what competition has tested positive for a banned substance?
It wouldn't be one of those cup stacking things. Or, no. not the thing where you pack the grocery bags.
No.
Can I have a hint?
It ate a can of banned substances, then ate the can.
A goat.
A goat. The Colorado State Fair champion goat, no less. It shouldn't be surprising. It's come to this. Said one journalist, quote, "The Colorado State Fair is basically the Tour de France for goats."
What do they do?
Wow.
What's the competition?
Well, you know, it's the big competition. It's a state fair type competition where they bring the animals out and they check the animals for whatever criteria they use to judge that animal. And
which
and
is what?
Goatliness in this case.
Yeah. Obstinance and headbutting.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Theodore the goat has been banned from future competitions after a urine test turned up a muscle growth drug. So if you're feeling down, keep in mind that there is such a job as goat urine tester and you don't have it.
What was the...
Now, is it two different things? Is it the person who gets the goat urine, who gets the goat to pee in a cup, and then somebody else analyzes it?
Well, it used to be, but with the economy.
No.
And what's the name of the goat? Is it Barry Bonds?
What's his
no,
name?
No, it's Ralph Palmiero.
Mark McGuire.
Manny Ramirez.
That's the litmus test for what humans are doping, is if you can make a goat-sounding noise with their name.
Yeah, exactly.